All right, item 7 is the consent calendar. We have A through E tonight. Does council wish to remove any of the items in the consent and discuss them individually?
I'd like to discuss D and E.
We have a request for D and E to be removed. Is there any others from council? How about anybody in the public? Request to remove A, B, or C from the consent calendar. None being heard, is there a motion for, I guess, approval of A through C? First by Rhea, second by Ron. This does include minutes, so all those in favor of the motion A through C on the consent calendar, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Faye, please note unanimous. Item D was one of the two requested to be removed. This has to do with the PUD at the Wildflowers, and Mike, I'll turn it over to you.
I guess I'm the designated listener. I've had several calls, most of it on consent 7 echo regarding the plots, and it appears that the confusion is in the title of the document. You have a plat for the Wildflower apartment. Now, from that, it grew into some of the people were concerned that the remainder of the property was going to be apartment buildings versus townhomes. And I've been assured that that's not the case. But I'll let the city manager talk to that a little bit.
Sure. The Wildflower development was intended to be three separate buildings, each building having four residential units on them. They were, unlike other developments in town, there were separate water and wastewater service lines to each of the individual units, each separately metered. That was the original intention, and that's what the planned unit development agreement stated, and that's what has been approved. The first of the three buildings has been under construction. The developers ran into an issue when the property has been appraised. Essentially, there's a 75% loan-to-value ratio that the developer is able to receive on that. Since there are very few fourplexes that are rental units that have been done within the last 4 or 5 years in Sturgis, the appraised value is incredibly low. Plus those fourplexes, frankly, are quite a bit older too. And so the appraised value is quite low. So they've had to privately invest far more into that first building. And that is kind of what the issue is in order for them to be able to proceed. So what they sought to do was to actually replat it so that each of the buildings would actually be four separate individual townhomes. The issue, which that is how they're built, so that would be fine. The issue with that is then they would potentially be able to be sold as single individual residential units. What happens with that is that the 5-year tax abatement that is available for commercial properties would no longer be valid. And so they have been working with the county, and as I understand, there's been an agreement reached with the county that they can proceed to plat them as individual townhome units and still receive the discretionary formula. So for 5 years, they would have a tax abatement on the valuation of the improvements over $30,000, but only if those four units would remain under the same ownership. So once one of those four would be sold, then immediately property taxes would be assessed on all four of them, I believe is correct. And so what this is actually authorizing, number one, on the first one, which is D, is an amendment to the planned unit agreement that would allow the parcel sizes to be smaller. Because if you essentially kind of cut up, especially the two middle units on a fourplex, their lot size is quite a bit smaller than what is authorized. And so that's what an amendment to the planned unit development agreement to allow them to have lot sizes of 3,000 square feet, which would allow that to proceed. The second one is actually authorizing the plat, which cuts that one parcel into four separate parcels. And what that does is allow a appraiser to be able to appraise them as individual townhomes. When they get appraised as townhomes, their appraised value is far higher than what the developer needs, so that their original business model works. And then they'll be able to finish this one fourplex and move on to the next one and finally the third one. And so the actual design and how you see them, nothing is going to be any different from the original intention, the original proposal that was approved by the council, I think a year ago, year and a half ago. So nothing is changing. Stating Wildflower Apartments, I don't know. That I think that was simply a clerical error.
I believe that their corporation is Wildflower Townhomes and Apartments.
And again, the original intent was that they would be available for lease. I know that they already have two signed leases, and they will be living in one of the four. And they have two signed leases. And I know there are people interested in the other four. So the entire intent was always that they would be available for lease. That is how they're continuing.
And there's absolutely no way, without coming back to the council, that there would ever be a plat change to allow apartment buildings.
Well, it depends on what your definition of an apartment building is. I mean, truly, a fourplex could be an apartment building. So I don't want to say they can't build an apartment building, because what they're building right now, in a lot of people's definition, is an apartment building. If you mean a two-story, or to increase the density or anything like that, yes, it would absolutely have to come back to council.
One of the resident questions was, how can they put a, quote, high-density apartment building in a medium density? So the rumor out there is a high-rise building.
Sure. No, this does not change the density. It does not change the number of units, anything like that. It's still a total of 12 units, three fourplexes equaling 12 units. So it's the same as what the plan was, I think, a year and a half ago when the city approved it, or a year ago, somewhere around there.
If we can just have a note in the minutes, that'd be fantastic. Thank you.
Any other discussion or questions from council? How about public input on D and E and the consent calendar? Comments, questions, concerns. Is there a motion for, we better split these up. Start with D, obviously.
I move to approve D.
We're first by Dave and a second by Mike. Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Yep. First by Dave, second by Mike. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Subset D is approved. Is there a motion for E or further discussion?
Move to it to approve.
We have first by Mike.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We have E approved.